Leadoff man smashed one back off the bare hand of pitcher Juan Marichal. Got first base on the base hit. Marichal fielding the ball threw wild at first base, allowing Wills to go to second, but that was all the farther Wills got. Gilliam popped up, Snyder did, and so did Tommy Davis. Marichal delivers. Wills takes the pitch high. One ball and no strikes. Last half of inning number three. Two outs. The base is empty. The Giants lead it 2-0. Marichal delivers a fastball. Ripped up the middle. Into center field for the base hit. Willie Mays firing the ball back in. And Wills is on with the second base hit given up by Marichal. Jim Gilliam, who committed one of the three errors in the top half of the third inning, is coming up to the plate now. The three errors in the third inning, in case you're keeping score with us, were charged to Gilliam, to Roseboro, and to pitcher Padres. We held up on our call and error on Gilliam until the official scorer had given us his verdict of it. Now Jim Gilliam. He popped up to second baseman Hiller back in the first inning, his first time up. He's a switch hitter, batting left-handed. Marichal checks his runner at first, delivers the plate. The pitch is taken by Gilliam, a little high, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Two to nothing. That's how the Giants are leading it here in this third and final game in the playoff. Marshall's pitch is high as... Why, well, Frank, there's a throwdown. They do not get him. He has thrown his 102nd. Maury Wills on a delayed steal is actually what it amounted to. Set sail way after the pitch was made and was able to get there for his 102nd stolen base. He's on at second, and the count of the plate to Gilliam is two balls and no strikes. Marichal is ready now. Picks that runner at second, delivers the plate. Gilliam takes. All right, that's ball three. Marwell's playing it rather close to the vest now. Takes a short lead at second base. Marichal delivers 3-0. In there for the strike. Another count on Jim Gilliam now. It's three balls and one strike. There are two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. The Dodgers trying to make a move here. They're behind by two runs. The Giants have two runs and four hits. The Dodgers, no runs on two hits. The Dodgers have committed three errors so far, and the Giants have committed one. Marichal, straddle of the rubber, now is up on it, comes set. Pitches the plate to Gilliam and swung on. There's a line shot down in the left field corner. That's fair trouble. It's foul. Close foul by about 5 or 6 feet. Jim Gilliam going to the opposite field. It's a foul ball down the left field line. His count now will be three balls and two strikes. Marichal is ready again. Gilliam pumping that bat back and forth. Wills takes his lead at second with two outs. Marichal rears back, delivers. Pitch is swung on by Gilliam and popped out into right field. Billy Ballou should have no trouble with this one at all. He's got it. That's the retires the side. Gilliam flies to right field, and that's it. No runs, one hit, one stolen base, no errors, one man left on. The score at the end of three innings of play. The Giants two and the Dodgers have nothing. Now, here's a message from our sponsor.
A friendly partnership. Brewed with pride and trust, the kiss of the hops. To put real gusto into every drop. So let's get together with a glass of sips. Real gusto in a great light beer.
The beer that made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good.
The Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
Now now here's a report on the spaceflight of Commander Shiraz.
Space officials at Cape Canaveral have given astronaut Walter Shiraz instructions for his retro rocket fire, which will bring him out of orbit and back to Earth. He is now set to fire his retro rockets at 2:06 Pacific Daylight Time, or in less than 15 minutes. NBC Radio will have a new special tonight on the space flight over most of these stations. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Up at the plate here in the fourth inning, Ed Bailey, and he swings on the second pitch and hits a foul off his own foot. One ball and one strike is a count on Bailey, the first man up here for the Giants in the top half of the fourth inning. They're leading in the ballgame 2-0. The Giants, two runs on four hits and one error. In three innings of play, they have stranded three. And for the L.A. Dodgers, no runs, two hits, three errors. Padres delivers. The pitch is swung on. A line shot to second. Gilliam's got it. There's the first out. O'Bailey, a left-hand hitting catcher, is 0 for 2 this afternoon now. That brings on Jim Davenport, right-hand hitting third baseman. Davenport, 297 at game time, has gone 0 for 1. He retired to side in the second inning with a fly ball to center field to Willie Davis. Now here's Jim digging in. He's hit 14 home runs this year, 57 runs driven in. Crouches over, swings on the first pitch. It's a hot up foul off the first base side. Moon to the stands. Might have room. He does have room and makes the catch. So three pitch balls. There are two men out here in the top half of the fourth inning in a ball game that apparently is going to be moving along pretty rapidly. Yesterday's ball game setting a record for play, 4 hours and 18 minutes. Boy, that was really something. 8-7, the final score, and that brought the Dodgers back on an even footing with the Giants. Each side now has won one ball game in this three-day, three-game playoff. Here is Jose Pagan. He singled the left field in the third and scored a run. Takes a curve for a strike. No balls and one strike now. The count on Jose Pagan, hitting number 8 in the Giant order. Two down and the base is empty. Waters pumps and delivers. The pitch, a slow curve, is a little low. One ball and one strike. Should Pagan get on, we'll see Juan Marichal again. Padres delivers one and one. Pagan attempting to bunt, suddenly realizes the pitch is low and checks up, takes the pitch low for ball two. So the count is 2-1 now on Jose Pagan. Right-hand hitter, feet wide spread apart. Covers a lot of space for a little guy. Swings on this pitch, and there's a line belt into left field for a base hit. Snyder backs up and plays it off his chest. Throw comes into Mari Wells. And Pagan is on. That gives him 2 for 2. Both of them spiked in the left for singles. That'll be hit number 5, given up by Padres. Juan Marichal coming up there. He was a runner in the third inning on a fielder's choice, and that had charmed life as he moved around on a single. A throwing error by Roseboro, and then an error on a play on a horsey, a run down at first base, when Gilliam threw the ball into Harvey Keene's back and allowed Marichal to score from third. So here's Marichal now hitting right-handed. 0-1 here this afternoon. Butters comes to him with a curveball, and it's lined into left field for a base hit. Moving down to second is Pagan, and he'll hold on there. Hit number 6, given up by Padres. Now we might have some activity down in the Dodger bullpen. We'll keep an eye on it. Wouldn't be a bit surprised that if we do have any action down there, it will be Eddie Roebuck. He's the mainstay in their bullpen. Coming up to bat now is Harvey Keene. He's been up twice, and twice he has singled the left field. So he owns 2 of the 6 hits of Padres, or 1/3 of the crop. Padres works to him with a fastball, and that's inside, right off the chest. One ball and no strikes. 2 outs, 2 on. Top of the fourth inning, the Giants leading it over the Dodgers, 2-0. They picked up 2 runs on 3 base hits, 3 Dodger errors in the third inning, and they left 2 men on. Pagan leads at second. The pitch to the plate. Keene is over, right at the knees for the strike. Yesterday afternoon here at Dodger Town, We had a paid attendance of 25,321. He'll be in that neighborhood again today, I believe. Perhaps a few more. Now the pitch to Harvey Keene. Fastball, and he pokes it back foul and to the crowd, back of the netting. One ball, two strike count. Keene, tall right-hand hitter. Slightly closed stance, almost straight away to the pitcher. Down comes the pitch to him. It's swung on and hit by foul to the screen again, and the count rides along at one ball and two strikes. Here in the top half of the fourth inning, Bailey lined out to Gilliam, and Davenport fouled out to first baseman Wally Moon, and then Jose Pagan got his second base hit. As he lined into left field for a single, Marshall looped one into left for a single, moving Pagan down to second base. So that's the scene here right now in the top half of the fourth inning. Pagan the runner at second, Marshall at first. Harvey Keene up there with a count of one ball and two strikes. 2-0 the score in favor of the Giants over the Dodgers. Johnny Pudras, left-hander, comes set now. Checks his runner, delivers the plate, pitches swung on and popped up. In foul ground goes Roseboro, the catcher. He should have this. Under it makes a catch. Side here in the top half of inning number four. A threat by the Giants, but no runs on the two hits. Two men were left on, and there were no errors in the inning. A score at the end of 3.5 innings of play remains the Giants 2, and the Dodgers have nothing. Now, here's a message from our sponsor.
Look to here, look to there.
At the Lark Daytona Wagon and Air.
Here's something for you to see. It's the swingest wagon that'll ever be.
You've never seen any car to compare.
With the brand new Lark Daytona Wagon Air.
The roof slides open in a flash.
The step drops down, you step in. The sky is the limit in this wagon. The Lark Daytona Wagon Air, Wagon Air. Makes other wagons obsolete. With features of the future, Wagon Air is hard to beat. Wagon Air is moving out fast. It's got more zip.
It's got more class.
The fun car that's beyond compare. The Lark Daytona Wagon Air.
The Wagon Air, the greatest news ever in station wagons. Slide the roof open and enjoy three cars in one. Family sedan, fun-filled convertible, utility wagon. See it now. It's in production week at your Studebaker dealers. Now we move along into the last half of the fourth inning. It'll be Snyder, Davis, and Moon coming up in that order to face Juan Marichal, who is leading in the ballgame. 2-0. For the Giants, 2 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, and they have stranded 5 so far and going to bat their 4 times. For the Dodgers, no runs, 2 hits. They have committed 3 errors, all popping up in the third inning. And they have stranded 2. Now we move into the last half of the fourth inning. Here is Duke Snyder, who popped up and out to Jim Davenport. His first time up came in the first inning. Snyder batting number 3 in the Dodger order. Marshall grinds that ball around in the palms of his hands as Jim Davenport comes up shallow at third base. The right side of the infield lays back, and the outfield straightaway and playing deep for the Duke. Marshall delivers. The pitch is taken high and outside. Count on Snyder is ball 1. The coaches for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Greg Malevi at first base, and down at third, Leo DeRocher. Down comes the pitch, swung on, a bounding ball is hit foul off the first base side. Cepeda over to grab it. The umpire down there for the calls at first base in this afternoon's ball game is Augie Donatelli. Jocko Conlon is working at second base, and working down behind third is Al Barlick. Barlick was the bow and strike umpire in yesterday's affair. Vargas is working the plate today. Overhand pitch, swung on by Snyder. It's a base hit right field for the Duke, and it bounces and gets by Alou. There goes Snyder on his way to second base, and he's in there standing up. A two-base hit. Duke Snyder ramming a line shot into right field, and Billy Palou came up to it to take it on a skip, and it bounced off to his left and by him, going to the fence, and Snyder winds up at second with a two-bagger. That'll be the third hit given up by Marichal as the Dodgers are trying to answer back here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here's Tommy Davis. He's 0-for-1, has popped the shortstop. Marichal delivers to him, way outside and low. 1 ball, no strikes. Duke Snider, bad knee and all, is taking his lead at second base. Marichal comes set, looks down at Tommy Davis, delivers to him, curve is low, Daly down to block it. 2 balls, no strikes. Tommy Davis, who leads the National League percentage-wise at .344, and leads the league in runs batted in with 151, and now pick up his 152nd should he get a hold of this one. Marichal checks that runner, Snider at second base. Comes set. Rares back, delivers. The pitch is swung on. Base hit left field. Snider moves down to third, and that's where he'll hold. The throw comes in and is cut off by the shortstop McGuire. There are runners at first and third now, and time is called by the San Francisco Giants with Al Dark, the manager, coming off the bench. Harvey King was up quickly with that ball in left field and fired it in to hold Duke Snider. And Leo DeRocher, the coach, came running down the line with the Duke to hold him up. So the tying runs are on here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Boy, this could turn out to be a harum-scarum affair here this afternoon again. One of the old pros coming up now for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Wally Moon. Here's a serious-minded fella. Duke Snider on at third. Tommy Davis is on at first base. The Giants are laying back open for the double play. They'll give up the run to get two. Marichal delivers. Moon takes a hitch in the swing. The pitch is low. He takes ball one. 1 ball and no strikes. The outfield for Wally Moon just about straight away. If there is a hole in the outfield, it's in right center. Marichal checks the runner at third base. Duke Snider. Bears back and comes in with a pitch and swung on. There's a high fly ball into right field, down along the line. And Lou is under it. It might score Snider. The throw comes in, and Snider is going to hold. The cutoff play made by Cepeda. So the runners hold at first and third. They weren't taking a chance. Wally Moon flies to right field to Billy Palou, who has a pretty good arm. So one away here in the last half of the fourth inning, and Big Frank Howard comes striding up there. This fella has broken up a lot of ball games with the long ball this year. He has hit 31 home runs for the LA Dodgers, has 118 runs driven in. He's fifth in the league, RBI. Snider at third. Tommy Davis is on at first base. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-0 Giants. Marichal delivers the curve, is swung on by Howard, and he just foul tips it. That's strike one. Actually, I believe the big fella tried to check up on his swing. He takes a bigger cut of the ball than that one. No balls, one strike to count on Frank Howard. Holds that bat way down below now. There's a hole in the infield, too, and that's right up the middle. The guy is in the hole at shortstop. Close to third. The pitch on a check swing is taken low and outside. The count is 1 ball and 1 strike on Frank Howard. One out. Duke Snider at third. Tommy Davis is on at first base. Bottom of the fourth. And the Giants are leading it 2-0 on 6 base hits. The Dodgers have picked up 4 off Marichal. The right-hander is set now. Checks both stations at first and third. Delivers. Howard takes low. 2 balls and 1 strike. I hardly think I need tell you that the left fielder for the Giants, Harvey Keene, is playing deep. He's almost back on the restraining track. Now Willie Mays, playing deep, has moved over into left center field. There is a big hole in the outfield in right center right now. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Frank Howard. Marichal cuts it loose, an overhand curve is outside. Ball three. So the fans are really buzzing in the stands here this afternoon, here in the last half of the fourth inning. Snider sitting at third. Tommy Davis sitting at first. One out. Frank Howard with a count of 3-1. Marichal In trouble, delivers. Howard swings and beats it down into the ground foul. Strike two. Three balls and two strikes. Alvin Dark up on the top of the steps of the dugout. Actually kneeling on the steps of the dugout. Must be a lot of pressure both on Dark's shoulders and Smokey Austin's shoulders. Everything riding in the balance here today in this California sunlight. The wind blowing now slightly out toward right center field, and there's not much of it. Marshall in trouble. Comes set. Checks his runner. The 3-2 pitch to Howard. The runner's hold. The pitch is swung on. Hit down. Shortstop. However, on the cutoff, it is the third baseman, Davenport, going. Second ball. The out is the right comes in. He's going to throw on the first. He's not in time. Tommy Davis went in through second base and literally barreled over second baseman Hiller. So it's a 2-1 ball game now. Snyder scores on the fourth out of the runner at second base, Tommy Davis. In case you're scoring with us, it goes 5-4 on the force out at second base, and Howard is the runner at first. So it's a 2-1 ball game now, as coming up to a bat will be Roseboro. However, I believe Hiller has been spiked on the play as Bowman has been called out of the dugout. He's coming out looking over the left foot or ankle of Chuck Hiller. Tommy Davis went barreling in there to break up that double play, and he was successful in doing so. That's one of the things a base runner tries to do on plays of this type. At least, I've seen you do that, George Kell, and I expect that's part of the trade, huh?
It is, Al. Tommy Davis had but one choice. That was to barrel into the second baseman as hard as he could and break up the double play and allow Duke Snyder to score from third base, and that's exactly what he did. He went hard into Hiller. And it was an amazing play for Hiller to even get the ball away because he was hit just as he caught the ball, but somehow he turned and flipped it back to the first baseman, Cepeda, and it was a close play at first, but Howard beat it. It looks like he might have nicked him with a spike out on the left foot. The trainer is out right now. He's applying first aid to Hiller's foot. I don't believe it's serious. I don't believe he's coming out of the lineup at all because Dark and the trainer both are standing there talking to him as the trainer applies first aid. But this is just part of the trade, and second basemen in both leagues know that these runners are coming down there and they're coming in hard. There's no animosity for something like this, unless, of course, occasionally a fielder feels like that the runner might have cut him intentionally. But in this case, it was just an out-and-out attempt by Tommy Davis to take Hiller out of the play. He's going to be all right. A little first aid, and Chuck is going back to his second base position. Well, it's a 2-1 ball game. The Dodgers have picked up one. They still have a runner at first base, but two outs. Here's Al Helfer.
All right, George. Johnny Roseboro, who popped up in the second inning. The second base to retire beside is up there. The tying run for the Dodgers on at first base, and Howard. He steps off, immediately draws a throw from the mound for Marshall, but he's back in time. Johnny Roseboro, who at game time was batting 251 with seven home runs. 55 runs driven in. Left-handed batter. Bailey holds the mitt as a target. Marshall checks the runner. First base. Delivers the plate. Roseboro takes over on the outside corner. Knee high. Four strike one. Last half of the fourth inning. 2-1 the score in favor of the San Francisco Giants. Juan Marshall is the pitcher for San Francisco. Checks his runner, Howard, at first. Delivers the plate. Roseboro swings and pops it up. It's going to come up almost to us. I thought for a minute there, George Kell, that you were going to be able to field one off the field.
I quit trying to catch foul balls or line drives, Al. I'm out of that business now. I dodged them at third base when they were hitting the ball. Easier than that. Come on now.
Seen you play a lot of very fine third base, George. You're not kidding me. Now the 0-2 delivery to the plate to Roseboro. Marshall gets a sign again from Bailey. Howard takes that big stride off first base. Two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Marshall delivers. A soft curve. It's way outside. Actually, he sort of... Well, just like almost like a shot putter. Flipping that ball up to the plate that time. One ball, two strike count on Roseboro. Now Marshall is ready. Howard strides away from first again, taking his lead. Marshall delivers. A medium speed curve is over for call strike three, and that's all there is to the last half of inning number four. That will be the first strikeout for Marshall. Here in the fourth inning, one run for the Dodgers on two hits, no errors, one man left on. The score at the end of four, Giants 2, the Dodgers have 1. Now, here is a commercial message.
Get hip, get in the groove, leave the rest behind. Make your moves, swing out in a lark. Get behind the wheel of a lark. Drive the lark for drive and fun. The lark's the car that loves to run. It's the car with more pizzazz. The lark's got all of that jazz. It's got class.
And it's fast.
It's got room, lots of zoom.
The lark stands out alone.
Your desire.
Grab your gal or grab your guy. Come on down, just give it a try. It's the chariot that's so sweet. On the sunny side of the street, or on the other side of the moon. Swing out of the dark. Get behind the wheel of the lark.
You'll find the sunny side of the street at your Studebaker dealers. This Brakes, supercharged engine, ladies' beauty vanity, or just a few of the features of tomorrow that you'll see at your Studebaker dealers now. And now here's another report on the space flight of Commander Sherrod.
Retro rockets have been fired to bring Commander Walter Sherrod back to Earth in the Pacific following his epical six-orbit mission. Spokesmen at Mercury Control in Cape Canaveral say the rockets were fired exactly on time, less than 10 minutes ago. NBC Radio will have a news special this evening on the space flight over most of these stations. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is good news. In the top half of the fifth inning, Chuck Hitter up there swings on the first pitch and pops it up down first baseway. Under it is Wally Moon and makes the catch. Oh, Chuck Hitter, first ball hitting, out of there. One out the top half of the fifth inning of a ball game that has the Giants out in front of the Dodgers 2-1. Billy Palou is the batsman moving up to the plate now. The wearer of number 23 has one base hit to show for it. And two trips up, he singled up the middle in the third inning. First time Palou came up, he tapped back to the mound to Padres. This time he looks at a high fastball. That's ball one. Two runs on six hits for the Giants. One run on four hits for the Dodgers. We've had four errors in the ballgame. The Dodgers have committed three. The Giants one. The pitch is swung on. A fly ball to left field. Snyder's going to have to hurry. He's coming on. Takes the one-handed play. The veteran Duke Snyder came through on that one. He had to come a long way to haul it in, but he did. Reach right out. The ball stuck. That was the second out. Now here's Willie Mays. Willie today has tapped in the mound and has been walked intentionally. He's 0 for 1. Right-handed batter. Padres works to him. The fastball is shoulder high outside. Ball one. Padres in no hurry to work to Mays. Now is set. Goes the fastball. Mays doesn't get it. Willie had really cranked up on that pitch. Mays count, one ball, one strike. Two down, top of the fifth inning. The bases are empty. Padres working 1-1 to Mays. Delivers, misses outside with a fastball. 2-1 the count. Should Mays get on, Orlando Cepeda, who hit into a double play his last time out, will be up. Mays spreading out in batter's box. Bends at the knees, leans over. Swings on a changeup and pops it up. Right back to pitcher's mound. Coming in for it is third baseman Tommy Davis. He's under it and he's got it. Well, the Giants walk 1-2-3, down 1-2-3 with nothing across here in the top half of the fifth inning. The score at the end of 4.5 now. It's the Giants 2. The Dodgers have 1. Now, hear this commercial message.
Look to here. Look to there.
At the Lark of Daytona, wagon air.
Here is something for you to see. It's the swingest wagon that'll ever be.
You've never seen any car to compare.
With the brand new Lark Daytona, wagon air.
The roof slides open in a flash.
The step drops down, you step in. The sky is the limit in this wagon. It's the Lark Daytona, wagon air, wagon air. Makes other wagons obsolete. With features of the future, Wagoneer is hard to beat. Wagoneer is moving out fast. It's got more zip.
It's got more class.
The fun car that's beyond compare. The Lark Daytona Wagoner.
Only at your Studebaker dealers can you see the greatest advance in station wagons. The Wagoner. Now here is another report on the spaceflight of Commander Shira.
Officials at Cape Canaveral say that the landing should take place in the Pacific at 2:26 Pacific Daylight Time as planned. Commander Shira has fired his retro rockets on schedule, and everything apparently is proceeding on plan. NBC Radio will carry a complete report on this space special on most of these stations tonight. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
We're ready now to move into the last half of inning number five here at Dodgertown. It is 2-1, the Giants leading in the ballgame. And a very important one it is. And before that first hitter gets up there, Willie Davis, we'd like to make this suggestion to all of you to visit your Studebaker dealers. See the features of tomorrow from Studebaker now. Willie Davis is 0-for-1 in this ballgame. This left-hand hitter grounded out to third base in the third inning. He runs up on the pitch, bluffs the button, takes it low for ball one. One ball, no strike count on Willie Davis. He was hitting .286 at game time. The pitch to him is swung on and drilled deep into right field. It's a well-hit ball, a loop back on the track. Under it makes the catch right in front of the 370-foot sign. And before we have the next hitter up there, let's pause for station identification.
You're tuned to WGY 810 on your radio dial, Schenectady.
Padres steps up to the plate now with one out. He's 0-for-1 today. This left-hand hitter takes a lot of pitch low. That's ball one. Padres started off today batting at 163 with one home run to his credit and five runs driven in. He rolled out to second base. He's only time up. Swings on this pitch and doesn't get it. Count is one ball and one strike on John Padres. He'll be followed by Mari Wills, the leadoff man for the L.A. Dodgers. Two runs on six hits for the Giants. One run on four hits for the Dodgers. Marshall delivers. The pitch is over on the inside corner for a called strike. Johnny Padres turns around. He has something to say to plate umpire Dusty Vargas. One ball, two strike count on Johnny. Both starting pitchers, Marshall and Padres, still around. Quite a ball game going here. Marshall delivers a soft curve, and it's beaten down into the ground foul. The count on Johnny Padres now is one ball, two strikes. Ed Bailey is working the plate this afternoon for San Francisco. Tom Haller was spiked yesterday, and stitches had to be taken in his right arm. He's on the bench, however, and can be used should Alvin Dark need him. But Bailey's behind the plate. The count is one ball and two strikes on Padres. Here is Marshall coming in with a curveball, and it's swung on a miss for strike three. Well, there's a second out here in the bottom of inning number five. That'll be the second strikeout for Marshall to run his total for the year to 151. Mari Wills gets a round of applause as he comes up. As the leadoff man in the ballgame, he has been up twice, and twice he has been a base runner. He smashed a single back off the bare hand of Marshall in the first inning, singled up the middle in the third, and stole his 102nd base in the third inning, but got no farther than second. Now the pitch to Mari Wills. He's batting left-handed. It's over, but low, and the count on Wills is one ball and no strike. Mari chokes up somewhat on the handle of the bat. Jim Gilliam coming up to the plate now. Well, off Marshall, that will be hit number five. The Giants so far have out-hit the Dodgers by one. They have six base hits. They have outscored them by one. They have two runs. And the Dodgers, with the tying run now, and the person of Mari Wills at first base, with two outs, finds Gilliam coming up to the plate. A switch hitter going left-handed. He's 0-for-2. Throw to first. That keeps Murray Wills close. Davenport up shallow at third base. A turn and throw again to first base to Cepeda, and that ball was almost thrown away. Cepeda had to lunge out to his right around Murray Wills to make the stop. Marshall is all set now to pitch to Jim Gilliam. Two outs, one on, bottom of the fifth inning. Tying run on for the Dodgers here in the bottom of inning number five. It's a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Giants. Throw to first base to keep Wills close. Jim Gilliam backs off and takes a look around to see if there's a sign of any kind on. Leo DeRocher is pointing to the mound. He thinks that Marshall is committing a balk. Now the pitch to the plate. Gilliam slugs at it and hits a fly ball into center field. This should be an easy chance for Mays. He's off to his left and under it. He's got it, and that retires the side. So here in the fifth inning, no runs. One hit, one man left on, and there were no errors. The score at the end of five innings of play, the Giants 2 and the Dodgers have 1. And now, here's another report on the space flight of Commander Sherrod.
And is now descending by parachute. Reports from the Pacific say the capsule parachute has been sighted 9,000 feet above the Pacific in the predetermined landing area. Commander Walter Schirra has successfully completed his reentry and is now descending by parachute. NBC Radio will have a news special tonight on the space flight. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Again, good news concerning Commander Schirra. And now here is a message from our sponsor.
Let's get together with a glass of Schlitz.
A friendly glass of Schlitz. Brewed with pride and just a kiss of the hops. To put real gusto into every drop. So let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. A great light beer from Schlitz. Real gusto, only Schlitz has got
from the creamy white collar
to the very last drop.
So let's get together with a glass of Schlitz, a friendly glass of Schlitz. Real gusto in a great light beer.
Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good. The Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
Al Helfer back here along with George Kemp at the NBC microphones in Los Angeles. Orlando Cepeda out there swings on the first pitch and drills it into right field for the base hit. So Cepeda is on opening the sixth here for San Francisco. And off Padres, that will be hit number 7. Ed Bailey coming up. He is 0 for 2 this afternoon. He has rolled out to first base and he has lined the second to Jim Gilliam. Time is called. While catcher Johnny Roseboro goes out to talk to Johnny Pudras. We may have some activity now down in the Los Angeles bullpen. Yeah, Eddie Roebuck is up and starting to throw down there for Los Angeles. The conference at the mound has broken up now, and they've made their minds up how they're going to pitch to this left-hand hitter, Ed Bailey. A very tight and close ball game. The Giants 2 and the Dodgers 1. The Giants have 2 runs on 7 hits now, and the Dodgers 1 run on 5 hits. Here in the top half of the 6th inning, Cepeda hitting the first pitch into right field for a single as the runner at first taking his lead. And goes as the pitch is made and swung on. There is a high foul ball off the third base side. Tommy Davis to the stands cannot get it, and the count will be a strike now on Bailey. But Alvin Dock apparently starting to play the hit-and-run game. We've gone down to the 6th inning now. This 2-1 ball game, and every move now will be vitally important. Bailey looks down at Whitey Lockman, the coach at third base, and he has the signal. The round of applause you hear is the information up on the information board here, the electric information board, that the capsule parachute has been sighted. We've already told you that here on NBC, and they're looking for Commander Schirra. There's a throw to first base. Cepeda is back. Just as soon as we have any more information, we'll cut right in and let you know about the commander. Tremendous flight he's made in orbit. Pitch low and outside here to Ed Bailey, and the count is 1-1 to him. We're trying to wear two hats here this afternoon, giving you all of the vital information on the baseball world from Los Angeles here, and also the information on Commander Sherrod, which, well, that's of world importance. Now the 1-1 delivery. Budras cuts it loose. The pitch is swung on, hit back through the middle. And Roy Wills knocks it down back to second base, but it will go as a base hit. He keeps it from going into center field. Cepeda gets down to second on that hit up the middle. And Bailey has moved, of course, to first base. Jim Davenport is coming up now. That will be hit number 8, given up by Padres. Nobody out here. Runners at first and second in the top of the sixth inning. And Jim Davenport, 0-4-2, moves in to take his third swing at it. He fly to center field to retire the side in the second inning. And then in the fourth inning was out number 2. Ladies and gentlemen, right now here's another report on the space flight of Commander Sherrod.
NBC's Herb Caplow reports that Commander Sherrod's capsule is in the water less than a mile from the carrier Kearsarge, the primary recovery ship. Repeating, NBC reports that Commander Sherrod's capsule is in the water less than a mile from the Kearsarge, the primary recovery ship in the Pacific Ocean. Ray Cullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.
And he's in the water only a mile away. That is great news. And we'll bring you more of this interesting news just as soon as it breaks. At the plate now is Davenport, ready for the first pitch. Budras is ready and fires that pitch. The bunt goes down the third base side, and it's going to stay fair. And the bases will be loaded on a bunt single down the third base side. The infield crossed up on that one. So here are the San Francisco Giants right now trying to break this ball game wide open. The bases are loaded. Top half of the sixth inning, nobody out. To score 2-1 in favor of the Giants. That will be hit number 9, incidentally, our Padres. Leo DeRocher is called for time as he steps off the bench. He's walking out to talk to Padres. And while we have this opportunity, let's pause 30 seconds for station identification.